I've already said it carries some devastating consequences, but repentance and restoration is always possible.
Fourth year pastoral anniversary taking place April the 12th, 2015 at 3 o'clock p.m. Our theme for our pastor's fourth year anniversary is coming from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 17, recognizing the leadership that watches over our soul. Our anniversary special guest speaker will be none other than the Reverend Dr. Jaron Chu, senior pastor of the East Gill Baptist Church of Beaumont, Texas.
Some of us get some bruises in our life, and when we get those bruises, we say, I ain't gonna do that no more. We say, I ain't gonna stop coming. You know how some of us get mad at church about how stuff ain't really going our way, or we get mad at church because things didn't go how we thought they should have gone, and you said to yourself, I ain't going there no more because I'm just bruised over what happened. But can I tell you that when you got some your life, you don't run away from God, but you ought to run toward God, because God knows just how to take care of bruises.
Our joy will of this celebration in honoring our beloved pastor and first lady will be complete if you honor us with your presence. Again, that date to remember is Sunday, April 12, 2015, 3 o'clock p.m. Refreshments will be served immediately after the service. The Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church is a proud sponsor of 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, 98.9 FM.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Praise God. I want to share a few words with you tonight about receiving from God. We've been talking about living in the Spirit, but the truth is that you can't walk in the Spirit unless you receive some things from God. You can't live in the Spirit unless you're able to receive some things from heaven. Amen. You can't walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, if you don't receive your inheritance that Jesus paid the price for you to have. Amen. And so we thank God. We're going to start in Hebrews chapter 4 tonight. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. We're going to look at a scripture that talks about receiving. Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive? You need to be thinking about what it is you need to receive tonight. What do you need? What are you lacking? What do you desire from God? I'm going to tell you can get it. Amen. Because our Father is a good God, and He has made provision for us. Look at verse 14 in chapter 4 of Hebrews. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore, because of these things, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. The word obtain is the same word for receive. And the word receive means to take with the hand or to take to oneself. So there's a lot of things that God wants you to take to yourself or to take with the hand that He's provided for you. Amen. And one of the reasons why we can go boldly to the throne of grace, because we're able to see that we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, and the great high priest is Jesus Christ, and he represents us in things pertaining to God. Praise God. I see that I have a great high priest who represents me before the throne of God, who loves me, who gave his life for me, who has made everything available, has made redemption available for us. And so I can go boldly to the throne of grace to get mercy for any need that I have in my life, and to find grace for any need that I have in my life, for any situation in my life, for any circumstance. I can receive mercy and the grace of God to meet any need that I have. Because when Jesus went to the cross, he didn't leave anything undone. There's not a human need that you can have that Jesus didn't pay the price for you to have it, Amen. To have that need met. Amen. Amen. So you can't ever take a need to the Lord and the Lord say, well, you haven't been redeemed from that yet. Or I didn't pay the price for you to have that blessing. I'm going to tell you, he paid the full price one time for all. So any need that you have in your life, no matter what it is, Jesus has already paid the price for it. And he is the great high priest who is there to enforce. He's the mediator of that covenant. That means that he's the one that stands to make sure that the covenant that he provided for is in full effect and that it is in full force and that we're receiving everything that he made available for us to receive. He's the guarantee of that covenant. In other words, when I make my petition to the Lord, Jesus stands at a guarantee that I receive what he's already provided. He's the mediator of that covenant. Praise God. So I can get anything I need tonight. Hallelujah. I can go boldly to the throne of grace and get anything I need. In fact, if you leave the throne of grace without packing, then you didn't go right. If you go to the throne of grace and you don't receive something, then you just disobeyed that scripture. Because he said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Why? That we may obtain, that we might receive. So if you go to the throne of grace and you don't receive something, then you didn't go right. You didn't meet the expectation of what God was expecting. He wants you to come so that he can unload some things on you. Hallelujah. And if you go to the throne of grace and you bring your problems or whatever situation you got and you leave there without something, without the help you need, then you didn't go right. You went in unbelief. You ain't ever supposed to go to the throne of grace and walk out empty-handed. To receive means to take with the hands. That means when I come out of the throne of grace, I'm holding some things. Now, I'm holding them by faith, but I have a great high priest who is the guarantee of that covenant, and he's the guarantee of the word of God. In fact, he is the word of God. Amen. That word is going to come to pass. You see, God is the greatest giver that we know. God has given us everything that we need. 1 Timothy 6:6-7 says that God gives us richly all things to enjoy. God gives us richly all things to enjoy. God gives us all things richly, abundantly, more than enough for our enjoyment. God wants us to enjoy life. Romans 8:32, one of my favorite scriptures. I call it God's can't say no scripture. He that spared not his own son but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely, everybody say freely, freely give us all things. Why is it free? Because Jesus paid the price for it. Amen. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not? How can God not freely give you all things? In other words, he's saying, how can God tell you no? How can he say no? If he gave Jesus, if he didn't spare Jesus, if he didn't hold back on Jesus, the Bible says God so loved that he gave his only begotten son. So if he didn't spare Jesus, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? In other words, how can God tell you no when he already gave Jesus? When it comes to your redemptive rights and blessings, the answer is always yes. Glory to God. The answer is yes and amen. All the promises of God are yes and amen. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, who gives to all men liberally, who gives to all men liberally, who gives to all men generously. You see, God is very generous in his giving. He's a lavish giver. He's not a stingy, tight giver. He's not one of these, you know, barely get your need met type gods. He told the children of Israel, I'm going to take you to a land flowing with milk and honey. It wasn't a land of barely get by. It wasn't a land of barely enough. It was a land overflowing with abundance. Look at the history record of how God has blessed his people. It's never been a barely get by God. God is a God of abundance. God has always been a God of abundance, and he always will be. Amen. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally. They had that revelation. James had that revelation that the God I serve is very liberal. In other words, he's very generous in how he gives. So if you ask God for something, he's not going to give you a little dab to do you. When God gives you, I mean, he gives it in grand style. Because there's always plenty where that come from. You see, God is not on some rationing system. He's not rationing out blessing and wondering whether or not I'm going to have enough to meet all the need. No, I'm going to tell you, there's a never-ending supply. You got to make God your only source, and you got to learn how to receive from him. Amen. Amen. When that woman whose sons were going to be sold as slaves because she couldn't pay a debt, the prophet told her, go and borrow some vessels, not a few. So the prophet told her, look, go get you some vessels, some pots, pans, whatever, containers, glasses, whatever, and don't just get a little bit. Get a whole bunch of them. And she had just a little bit of oil. Just a little bit of oil. But there was something supernatural that took place. When she obeyed the man of God, when she obeyed that word that God gave to the prophet, when she began to pour out into one of those vessels, these could have been big vessels, little vessels, all kinds of sizes. When she started pouring, the oil just kept on flowing. The oil just kept on flowing. She went from one vessel to the next, filling up vessels, filling them up, filling them up, filling up. And then she said, bring me another one. They said, we ain't got no more. And the Bible says, and the oil stopped. That lady could have been still filling up vessels. The only limitation was what she was able to contain. Her only limit, when she stepped into that supernatural realm by her obedience to God, when she stepped out of the natural into the supernatural, the only limitation that she had then was her physical capacity. Because there was a never-ending supply on God's side. And I'm going to tell you, but it was a big blessing, because then the prophet said, now, take what you have, go sell it, pay all your debts off, and then live on the rest of it. I'm going to tell you, that's a God of abundance. You see, when you step out of the natural into the supernatural, how do you make that step? You make that step by your obedient action. Glory to God. God is, he gives to all men liberally. And he upbraided not. What does that mean, he upbraided not? That means he ain't going to fuss at you. Yeah. Means he ain't going to scold you. Means he ain't going to chastise you and slap you around before he give it to you. You know, when we were growing up, when we needed something from daddy, we had to check the mood he was in. With mama, too. You had, you know, children learn that. Now ain't a good time to ask mommy and daddy for nothing. You could tell.